I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disaster struck in the Philippines, and the church is stepping in as people grieve. Meanwhile, in the remote mountains of Lesotho, one well-known ministry is flying hope. The details in that story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, families in the Philippines are picking up the pieces of their lives after Typhoon Kalmagi ripped through this week. As of Thursday, 114 people lost their lives and more than 120 are missing, many from the central province of Cebu. Most deaths were due to floodwaters. Herman Moldez with A3 says that as communication returns, those numbers will change.
There's still many areas where we don't have power and communication is poor because people, internet is down.
The storm is just one more layer of disaster for the people of Cebu. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the tourist hotspot in September, killing dozens and displacing tens of thousands. But even as people suffer disaster upon disaster in a broken world, God is at work for good.
Normally in our country, this proves to be awakening. And, you know, in the midst of disaster, people cry to God. They realize that there's no one who could help but God.
Pray that churches will be able to help and to have endurance. Local officials say this is the 20th named storm to impact the Philippines this year.
Prayers are very important because this strengthens the inner resource of people to become resilient and not to give up, just to persevere in this situation.
We turn next to Lesotho, where Mission Aviation Fellowship is helping to reach people in the mountains with medical services. One hectic day saw several emergency flights. Pilot Dave Lepoitevin says,
"So I get in the airplane, take off, go to this remote little airstrip carved into the side of the mountain. And this is the windy season, so you get tossed around, and it's slightly traumatizing to passengers sometimes, getting tossed around by the wind. But I arrive there, pick up the code one emergency, and then we're bringing it to a hospital. It's not too far away from that location. But while I'm on the ground there, I get a call, hey, we have another code one emergency."
Lepoitevin then flew to the other side of the country, picked up four Code 1 pregnant women having delivery problems, before refueling and taking a final emergency flight of the day. Though a majority Christian country, MAF works with Lesotho Mountain Discipleship to reach animist areas with the gospel.
I think they're fairly eager to hear about the gospel and Jesus and Bible stories and what God is like. I don't think they feel they've heard it all before. I think they're eager that someone would care to come and tell them about Jesus. I think they're fairly responsive.
Please pray for the safety of the pilots and the passengers during windy season and for mountain ministries. And finally, when Rohitha walked into a 10-day children's Bible club, she didn't know what to expect. Like many kids in India, Rohitha grew up familiar with idols and ritual, but not Jesus. Mission India's Raina Miller says,
"She loved hearing about Jesus healing the sick, and his sacrifice on the cross really resonated with her. So by day 7 out of 10 at the Bible club, she was reflecting on her life and the concept of forgiveness, and she couldn't stop thinking about Jesus. So on day 9 out of 10, Rohitha invited Jesus into her heart, and she received him as Savior. And on day 10, she declared her faith publicly."
Stories like Rohitha's show what God can do in 10 days in a Bible club. With Mission India's Matching Challenge, you can help grow the gospel impact. Starting next week through December 31st, every donation toward Mission India's 10-day children's Bible clubs will be matched up to $1.1 million.
Normally, $1 allows one child to go to a 10-day Bible club. And now with the match, $1 reaches two children. So this is giving them the chance to go to a 10-day Bible club where they can hear about Jesus, many of them for the first time, and it's a shoo-in to reach their entire family.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.